Welcome to Tycoons of Small Biz, a podcast designed for small business owners, the backbone of the American economy. Join us as our hosts, Austin and Landon, share insights and experiences as small business owners, active investors and operators who have started, bought, sold, and grown several successful businesses. Tycoons is powered by Backbone Planning Partners, a business consulting and wealth management firm built specifically to serve small and medium-sized businesses.
Hello, Tycoons, and welcome to today's episode of Tycoons of Small Biz. I'm your host here, Austin Peterson, coming to you live from Gilbert, Arizona. And I've got my co-host, newly minted or newly moved to Boise, Idaho, Landon Mance. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Thank you very much. And the way that you pronounced Boise tells me that you're somewhat acquainted with the local culture here.
If I remember right, I had to teach you that it was Boise, not Boise.
Yep. That is somewhat true.
Yeah. Well, I grew up much closer to Boise than you did. So that's my help there.
Yes, sir.
Plus, I've been to a football game on the blue field there at Boise State. So I would say shout out to Boise State. They have a pretty darn small stadium. I think it holds maybe 30, 35,000 people, but it's for whatever reason, the way it's designed, how it sits, I don't know, but it was pretty loud considering that it was only 35,000 fans.
Well, I am yet to go to a college football game. So I'm going to make that happen in 2025. I'm actually pretty excited.
Never any college football game at all, or just not at Boise State?
No, never been to a college football game in my life.
Oh, geez. I'm not sure how we made it as business partners for as long as we have with you not being at college football games.
Well, you know, you're more of a sports fanatic than I am.
Yeah, that's probably fair. I mean, I know you're big into the NFL and fantasy football, and that's kind of ebbed and flowed a little bit with kids, which it typically does for a lot of people. So maybe you'll get more into it as your kids get a little bit older. But then you went ahead and threw another one in the mix, which is going to cause that to start all over again. So
Yep. That is right, my friend.
Yeah. All right. Well, this isn't a time for Austin and Landon to catch up on things. So let's jump in and share what the audience wants to hear. So if you're joining us for the first time, thanks for being here. We put together this podcast about 5 years ago. We're about 200 episodes in. We're super excited about the fact that we've continued to be able to do it as long as we have. And our whole purpose is to share stuff that we believe and have seen is valuable to business owners. So we are business owners. We work with business owners. And that's why we put these messages out, because we believe that they're helpful not only to us and to our clients, but to the world. So hopefully you find that value as well. So with that today, Landon, we're going to talk about a subject that's clearly important. We know somebody really close that I'll let you mention here in a second, who has actually spoken a lot about this and has shared some different things that he went through that has helped other people that can either potentially avoid it or be able to deal with it when it happens. And that's burnout. So today's episode title is The Burnout Blind Spot, Protecting Your Mindset While Building a Legacy. So I'll toss it over to you, Landon, kind of let you kick it off a little bit and just talk about what burnout really means and why it's such a problem for entrepreneurs and business owners.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we have seen this time and time again over the years serving successful small business owners. And I think for a lot of us, we get to the point of being burnt out and it's too late. We're already there. We're already in that mindset. We're already feeling the feelings that come with being burnt out. And so I think that one of our objectives in this podcast episode is to really help people look at this through like a different lens, so that maybe one person that listens to this, like, implement some changes in their life so that they don't get to that point. Because we have seen what happens when you get to that point, and it's not good. The business is either declining or it's plateaued. The owner or owners are at their wit's end. They're frustrated. They are angry. They want out. And so without making some big changes in the business, your options are fairly limited, right? You either just continue in the unhappiness that you are living in, you try to sell it, or you shut it down. You know, so none of the options are great. So hopefully in this conversation, we can help people look at this through a little bit different lens, a more proactive lens to try to help us and you not get to that point, right? This is something I think I've struggled with quite a bit, is being proactive in kind of designing my life around not getting to that point. I feel like I get to a point where I'm feeling somewhat burnt out, and then I kind of work through it, and then I'm okay, and then I get to another point, and then it's kind of a cycle that just kind of continues. So I mean, this is not something I have been great at, but we have some great experiences to share so that we can all get better at this part of our business and how it kind of intertwines with our personal lives.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't know that there's many people who have truly mastered it, right? I will tell you that years ago, so I'm in the middle of my 26th year in this business or in our industry. And about that same amount in terms of entrepreneurship overall, because I've kind of owned some other businesses and so forth as throughout that period of time. And my own has definitely ebbed and flowed. We've talked about this a little bit, where you just get so laser focused and you let everything else fall by the wayside, right? We've talked about in past episodes how divorce is a big problem, how kids don't feel like they have your time, you know, if you're the entrepreneur, whether you're the mother or the father, it doesn't matter. The kids may feel neglected, et cetera. So there's a lot of stuff that kind of goes along with this. Your own personal health, mental and physical health, mm-hmm. gets affected when you do that. But really what I kind of want to tie in here is we talk about this with business owners a lot as they're nearing the exit, right? Like they're trying to sell their business, get ready to sell that business. And that is a fact that they need something else, right? They've got to have something else in their life that gives them meaning. And for everybody, that's different. It could be just your family. It could be your religion. It could be your faith. It could be volunteering. It could be, there's a lot of things that you can be wrapped up in or that can be important to you. But what it comes down to is, as somebody who builds a business, you tend to wrap up your identity in that business, you being a business owner, right? That's how you explain yourself to people. That's who you introduce yourself as. I'm a business owner, or I own such and such business, that it becomes part of your identity. And so with that being the case, when we think of burnout, we typically think of exhaustion, right? Like you're just worn out physically and mentally, and that can definitely be part of it, but it can also be that you're fully obsessed about your business, right? Mm-hmm. And if that's all you think about and all of your energy goes into how do I build this business, or maybe it's not even that, and we'll talk about that here in a second, but it's all this is going on and I've got to fix this and I got to fix that and I got to get this client's contract out and I got to get this job scheduled and I got to do, you know, all these types of things, and you're just totally obsessed with that and you have no bandwidth left to focus on anything else. Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely. I think as entrepreneurs, every person that's ever started a business or bought a business, ran a business, can relate, especially in the early days, right? Because in the early days, you are wearing many, many different hats, right? We always talk about how every business has three core pillars, right? You've got finance, sales, and marketing, and you've got operations, right? And in the beginning days, we're wearing all three of those hats, right? Because we're accountable for all the decisions that are made in each of those columns. Now, in each of those columns, there could be 2, 3, 4 different jobs or responsibilities that you have. And so you package all of those together and you're doing the job of a handful of people, like all by yourself. So getting to that point of being burnt out, like, doesn't take very long. It can be 2 years, it can be 3 years, it can be 5. Some people run their businesses like that for their entire lives. And that's pretty crazy, but we've seen it countless times, right? Where you've got this 65-year-old business owner, they're maybe $3 to $10 million a year in revenue. They've got no seasoned management or executive team, which means all of those big decisions lay with them. And they've been married and divorced 2 or 3 times. Maybe they have 3 kids, at least one of them is estranged. And it's unfortunate. It's really, really unfortunate because it's never done by design, right? It just is a series of decisions over many, many years where you subconsciously prioritized business things over a lot of your personal things and your personal relationships. And it's sad to see it. But I think that's why entrepreneurs are just so much more prone to burnout than non-entrepreneurs.
Yeah. I mean, I would definitely agree with that, right? And because here's the reality. Most entrepreneurs are a high achiever no matter where they are. So Even when they're working for somebody else, they're typically a high achiever there. And then they start to realize, well, wait, maybe I can kind of do some things on my own, and they'll start to build something on their own. And so you kind of become accustomed to pushing through different things, right? Setting things to the side. It's stress is a default setting. So I'm just going to kind of push through this. And you feel like you can continue to run at that pace forever, right? And we've talked about this in the past, like in the startup phase, you just have to do it, right? I mean, that is the reality. There has to be some things that you set aside. And I would recommend, by the way, if you're getting ready to start a business or thinking about starting a business and you're in a relationship or you have kids or both, that you have conversations with them about, this is what I'm setting out to do, and this is what things are going to look like through probably the next 12 to 18 months. And that is the dedication that I'm putting into this for the next 12 to 18 months. And I need you to understand that this is what it's going to mean for you. It may mean less time doing this. It may be we don't go on a vacation, whatever. Like, you set the ground rules so that they're expecting it. They know that you know it's coming, and that you've planned for it to have an end point, right? So that's not only good for you, for your own mental health, but that's good for them to understand what's going on and that this is not the way things are going to be going forward. And it also gives them license to call you out on it if 12 to 18 months from then, you're still doing the same things.
Yeah. I love that. So what I took away from that is, like, be communicative up front and set some expectations and kind of build some guardrails, if you will. Because yeah, in the early days, it's like, I remember when I first kind of started my independent wealth management practice, and it's just me, right? We've all been there as independent advisors. You start and it's just you. And you are doing sales, marketing, managing investments, planning, finding insurance, meeting with folks to learn more about products. I mean, you're wearing the hat of 3 to 5 people, and you're trying to do it while growing a business and serving your clients really well. And it's not easy. And that's why in our industry, which I guess is somewhat in line with just every industry where folks are starting businesses, but I think the statistic in wealth management is if a cohort of 10 people start in the business, I think only about 3 of them will still be in the business after 5 years, somewhere in that ballpark.
Yeah, I think it's even lower than that. I think only 2 to 3 of them are still in the business like 18 months later.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think it's 1 after 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably right. So a couple, like, some common burnout blind spots that come to mind. And I have experienced these on a regular basis. Feeling like restless even during your downtime, right? You're sitting around with your family and all of a sudden you're like, oh gosh, I forgot to do this, or I didn't respond to that email that I meant to respond to, or there's a million things that pop into your head. Avoiding big picture thinking, because there's nothing left, right? There's no mental bandwidth left, right? You're done. You get to the end of the day, get to the end of the week, the end of the month, the end of the year, and you realize, like, wow, I have spent no time working on the business because I am entrenched working in it. And it gets you to a point where you start to resent the business that you have dumped blood, sweat, and tears into for many, many years, sometimes decades, right? Because you start to get to a point where you're reflecting back on some of the things that have transpired in your personal and your professional life. And you're just like, man, I can't believe I've got to this point now, you know, which leads into our next topic. I'll let you respond real quick if you want to, but, you know, or you can tie it
in.
I
was just going to make a real quick comment about resenting the business you built, right? Because you may not even realize that you're resenting it, but you may be looking at it going, oh man, it would be so much easier to just work for somebody else. Mm-hmm. But I can't make the same kind of money as I make doing this, so I'm just going to push through. Like, that's typically what it looks like, right? You don't think about, oh, I should have never built this thing, right? It's typically not that. It's typically, life would be so much simpler if I just had an 8 to 5 and I were working for somebody else. Mm-hmm. But then you follow that up with, but I can't make this kind of money working for somebody else typically. So just suck it up. That was the comment I wanted to make on that.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually was going down a track like that in my mind, and then I went somewhere else. And that makes me think about how, as entrepreneurs, as we build businesses, right, your income can go up drastically over the course of a couple short years, right? Maybe 5 years ago, you're making 100 grand in your business, and all of a sudden, now you're making 500 grand or $1 million or more, right? Because the business has grown and your income can skyrocket in a short period of time. And what we see a lot is that lifestyle creep. I've talked about this before on many podcast episodes, which is you make more, you spend more, you make more, you spend more, you make more, you spend more, right? And all of a sudden you're making $300,000, $500,000 a year, and you are essentially spending all of what you are bringing in. I mean, how many times have we seen that with entrepreneurs that we either serve or have had conversations about working with, where they're making well into 6 figures and they're essentially spending every dime that they bring in, right? Living paycheck to paycheck, yeah, at $500,000 a year.
Yeah. Well, they typically follow that up with, well, if I didn't have to pay so much freaking money in taxes, and it's like, yeah, but if you just lived on less and saved more, and there's actually a lot of mental strength that can come from exactly what you're talking about too, right? Like limiting that. And honestly, like, to go back to my last comment, right? Like, well, what if you were making $100,000 or $80,000 a year at a job before? You're now making $300,000 in your own business, but you're still living on the $80,000 to $100,000 like you were in your job before. It at least gives you the optionality to say, you know what, this isn't worth it to me. I see some of the signs of what it does to me, what it does to my mental health. I see what it does to my family. I see that I'm this ripple effect of some of the things that I do and the way that I act is causing problems for the team, their morale, It's causing problems with my own family, like I said. I'm not making great decisions. My creativity is not great. My relationships are suffering. I haven't played golf with a friend in this much time. Like, all those types of things start to happen. If you didn't have that lifestyle creep, you'd have the option to change your mind, right? I'm not saying that you would or that you should, but at least you leave yourself that option. And I'm not saying it's not okay to buy the nicer car or the nicer house or to buy the boat or to buy the second house. Like, I'm not saying any of that. But what I'm saying is keep everything in line so that there's still always a big surplus so that you have the ability to save and invest and control your own destiny. That will free up your own mind significantly, and your mental health will be stronger because of it. And it doesn't tie in, right? You're thinking, well, I got to do yoga, or I got to do this, or I got to do these things. And those things are great. They're important. But having steady cash flow and no stress due to financial burdens, you'd be amazed at how mentally clear you will be and how much less stress you will have in your life overall.
Yeah, very well said. So what you're saying is there's a cost to ignoring your mental health.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it makes me think about some clients that we've been working with for many, many years. They're a partnership, a male and a female, been running a successful business for 15 to 20 years, somewhere in that range. And the last, call it 3 to 5 years, have been extremely challenging, to say the least. I mean, everything that you can imagine has affected this business. The rising cost of insurance, employee wages going up. I mean, just everything that you can think of has had a massive impact, negative impact for the most part, on this business. And they are the quintessential folks that we're talking about here, just being burnt out. They are burnt out from every aspect, every lens that you could possibly look at. Now, one of the things that they have done really well is what you just were kind of alluding to, which is saving and investing, AKA moving wealth from your business balance sheet onto your personal balance sheet. So they have done a pretty dang good job of doing that, accumulated meaningful wealth outside of the business, which is great because it does give them some flexibility, because you and I both know in the next couple years, they are either selling the business or they are shutting it down. Like, they don't have 3 to 5 years left in them. I'd say they have maybe 1 to 3 years kind of maximum. And at that point, if they can sell the business, great. And if they can't, they will shut it down, because that's how burnt out they are. And luckily, they have that option to shut that business down and still maintain 70-80% of their income, because they have built up some really nice personal wealth outside of the business. And that's why we talk at length about this all the time with clients and podcast episodes and content that we put out, which is like, you gotta focus on building up your personal balance sheet, because it just gives you so much optionality and flexibility as you build and get to a point where it's either time to sell, it's time to transition out to the management team, it's time to shut it down, whatever, you know, the case may be. So as we get to the end here, Austin, let's talk about some tools to help kind of protect our mental energy as we build businesses.
Yeah, definitely. So I think this is something that I've learned over the years. And like I said, I wasn't great at it in a past life, but you'd be the first to know, because you can see my calendar. So you know what my calendar looks like. And our admin team knows the importance of these things to me. So for one, it's building things into your calendar that will help you to have mental energy, right? So for me, I build certain things into my calendar, and we're going to talk in the next episode about health and weight management and exercise and those sorts of things. So I'm not going to go too far into that, but that is one of the things that's on my calendar, is exercise at a certain time of the morning, every single morning, right? Other things that I build into my calendar, my staff knows, or our staff knows, that there's got to be a gap in between meetings, because I've got to have an opportunity to mentally reset. And it might be an opportunity for me to strategically think about certain things, not just execute what I did and what I've got coming up, but what do I need to do differently with that particular client? Or what do I need to make sure we handle before the next meeting? Like, all that is more strategic thinking, as well as maybe an opportunity to strategically think about the business. But the other thing that's super important is put things in your calendar that are not business related, that give your mind a break from the business stuff, right? And so I think I might've talked about this in a past episode. I know I've mentioned that I was gonna get my private pilot's license this year. So this morning I was in the air for an hour and a half flying an airplane with my instructor, learning how to be a pilot, right? Not once did I think about what's going on in the market. Not once did I think about our partnership, building Backbone. Like, I knew we had the episode to record of Tycoons this morning, but like, I was able to clear my mind and focus on that. And just that break from business allows you to be better when it's time to focus on the business. Okay. So that's one, building margin in your calendar and putting certain things into your calendar. I'll hit this next one, and then I'll let you cover a couple here. But so, emotional boundaries, learn to separate your worth from business performance, right? Like, that should be the way that it is in all things, right? Like, there's more ways to define success than just money, first of all. And there's more ways to define success than running a successful business or being good at your job, right? So I've said this to multiple people. I say it in my Vistage group, but one of the mottos that I try to live by is that no success outside the home can compensate for failure in the home, right? And so for me, success means that I'm the best husband and father that I can be, right? I fail every single day, but I don't allow it to keep me from trying to be better the next day, right? Business is the same way, but you just have to be able to separate your own personal worth, right? Like, religious or not, if you believe in some sort of higher being, like, your value to God is always here, and your success may be here, it may be here, whatever, but your value does not change to God, and it does not change to the people around you based on whether or not you're successful in business that day, that year, that decade, the entire time you run the business. Your value does not change. So don't tie your worth to success. That will help you to be much better from a mental standpoint.
Amen, brother. Amen. This is something I have been getting a little bit better at, but have not done well over the years, which is like systematizing your mental recovery, right? I love how you build things into your calendar. You're much better at that than I am, building personal things, hobbies, being intentional to do things that help you to decompress and to unwind your worth from the business or the businesses that you're building. So a couple of things that come to mind are tech breaks, right? It's amazing how good you feel when you intentionally separate yourself from tech, even if it's just for like a handful of hours. That's not something I've been good at, but I have done that a few times where I'm like, all right, I'm going to go put my phone in the closet and I'll come back and grab it in a few hours, right? That helps significantly with being present, especially when you're at home and you're trying to hang out with your significant other and your kids. So try that if you've never tried it. Rules. I actually did this yesterday. When you are a high performer, when you're an entrepreneur, you are getting hit up by random people many, many, many times a day. whether it's phone calls, texts, it's LinkedIn messages, it's Twitter. People are constantly reaching out to you, asking you for time to use their product or service, to pick your brain on this, for your advice on this, like to speak at this, to do that, right? And so somebody called me yesterday and I said, and I kind of did this off of the fly, so it wasn't necessarily strategic, but somebody hit me up yesterday and I just said, I just recently got into diligence on an acquisition and I am not taking any unsolicited meetings. It's a rule. I'm not taking unsolicited meetings for the next 60 days. And that felt really good because I'm telling this person, I set a rule for myself. So I'm sorry, but I can't break this rule for you or for anybody. So setting rules, that's worked well for some people. And then being intentional to kind of plan for stuff. Monthly might be a little bit of a stretch, but like quarterly. So planning a quarterly retreat for you and your significant other, for you and your kids, for you and your business partner, for you and your team, where you're getting away from the business to do something enjoyable, right? Whatever that looks like for you, preferably outside in nature, because we know that that can be really helpful for positive mental health. But that's something that works well. Last thing I'll just touch on here, and then we'll kind of move into closing, which is the importance of coaching, therapy, I'll just call it mastermind support. So think of one-on-one coaching, whether it's with a business coach or whether it's with a therapist, peer groups. Peer groups can be a great mental outlet, but also a great mental energizer, meeting with other like-minded entrepreneurs on a regular basis to collaborate, to think through challenges and issues and to solve problems, which a lot of times this comes up a lot in those peer groups as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Landon, I can't believe we're at the end of time here. I feel like we could go on with a lot more because I could share tons of examples, but maybe that's for another episode. Maybe we'll actually bring somebody on that we know really well and have him talk a little bit about some of the burnout issues that he dealt with and how that can benefit our audience here. So let me just kind of close here with a call to action for everybody. So here's the challenge for the day. Ask yourself this question. When's the last time I thought clearly without pressure, right? So what I mean by that is just thought clearly about something without the pressure of the result weighing on you, right? So it's not a deadline thing. It's not a job thing. It's not a client thing. It may just be, what do I want to build this to in the next 10 years? And not felt the pressure of having to really do it today or it's going to fail or whatever. So that's kind of what I mean there. And you'll be surprised what that can do for you. Other thing, download. We've got a mental wellness self-assessment that you can download. And then I would, Landon, mention therapy quickly. Like, nobody should be ashamed of having a therapist. I've got some peer group members that I've been affiliated with for a long time. And there's a couple of them in there that are very open about the therapy that they do. And nobody judges them for that. If somebody judges you for that, they are not your friend. So you should not feel guilty or weird about the fact that you want or need a therapist. So seek mental help if you actually need it professionally. But some of these other things can obviously help as well. And then what I would encourage everybody to do is pick one mindset habit that will protect your energy this quarter. So it could be one of the things that Landon mentioned, right? The tech breaks, or for me, it's hiking, getting out in nature. Landon knows, like, I typically will play music when I'm hiking because I like the music playing, but I'm out in nature. It's playing very quietly and I'm having a conversation with my wife, or I'm just quietly walking and enjoying the nature and what's going on around me. And that allows my mind to kind of wander. And sometimes I come up with good ideas business-wise, and sometimes I just think about things that are important to me or things that I can do better in life. So pick a mindset habit that can protect your energy this next quarter. So like I mentioned earlier, the next episode, it's called The Health Performance Loop, Why Your Body Is Your Business Advantage. And I just a teaser there, like, we're going to talk about exercise. We're going to talk about health, because You can only do what you can do, and you depend on your body to do it. So I'd encourage you to listen in May 27th, 10:30 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time, or 9:30 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Any final comments, Landon?
Yeah, only thing I will say is give Brian Shields a follow on LinkedIn. He's talked extensively about burnout, and he's had he gives some great tips and tricks and things to consider. I can attest that he lives and breathes that stuff every day, as he's one of our business partners. So he does a phenomenal job of ensuring that he never gets back to a point that he got out, that he got to, excuse me, a few years ago. And then also Dan Goh, give him a follow on LinkedIn or Twitter. I think we've invited him to join the episode next week. I don't know if he's available or can join, but regardless of if he does, I'm on his newsletter, and I can tell you it is one of the best newsletters I've ever read when it comes to like physical health. And he talks about supplements and exercise and just some really, really great free information there. So anyway, thanks for joining, and we'll look forward to catching up with y'all May 27th.
You've been listening to Tycoons of Small Biz, a podcast for small business owners by small business owners. Be sure to follow us on our social media channels for links to all our episodes and great content around growing, investing in, buying, and selling small businesses. This podcast is distributed for informational purposes only. Statements made in the podcast are not to be construed as personalized investment or financial planning advice, may not be suitable for everyone, and should not be considered as solicitation to engage in any particular investing or planning strategy. Listeners should conduct their own review and exercise judgment, or consult with their professional financial advisor to see how the information contained in this podcast may apply to their own individual circumstances. All investing involves risk of loss, including the possible loss of principal. Past performance does not guarantee future results, and nothing in this podcast should be construed as a guarantee of any specific outcome or profit. All market indices discussed are unmanaged, do not incur management fees, costs, and expenses, and cannot be invested into directly. Investment advisory services offered by Backbone Planning Partners, LLC. Neither Backbone Planning Partners, LLC, nor its representatives provide legal or accounting advice. The content of this podcast represents the views and opinions of Austin Peterson and Landon Mance, and or the podcast guest, and do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of Backbone Planning Partners, LLC. Statements made in this podcast are subject to change without notice. Neither Backbone Planning Partners, LLC, nor its representatives, the podcast host, or its guests, have an obligation to provide revised statements in the event of changed circumstances.